This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Hello, thanks for listening to the Learning English Conversations podcast. This next episode is part of our music series, My Song, My Home, where we learn language from a different song each week. In each episode, we visit a different city and meet a new musician. It's a great way to practice listening to real English speakers, and you'll learn lots of English expressions from the music in the programme. We hope you enjoy it.
It's got such a musical history, the city. Obviously, you've got the Beatles, but there are so many other amazing bands that have come from here. There's so much music coming out of Liverpool.
We're in an old library with wooden shelves full of old books and huge bright windows in the centre of Liverpool, a city in the northwest of England.
My name is Grace Chloe. I am a singer and pianist and songwriter.
Like Grace says, Liverpool is probably most famous for being the home of the rock band The Beatles, who became famous in the 1960s. But there's a lot more to see. Welcome to My Song, My Home. In this podcast, we visit a different place in each episode and meet a musician that lives there. Today, Grace will explain why she decided to become a musician and tell us about living in Liverpool. We'll also learn some vocabulary from her music later in the programme. Find a transcript of this episode to read along on our website, bbclearningenglish.com. Grace has always had an interest in music.
I knew like every word to every song that was on the radio, all the sort of old songs and the new songs. I'd always be singing along. If we went to a restaurant, I'd sit there with my headphones in, singing out loud, annoying people at other tables. Don't understand what's going on, can't help feeling that something is wrong. I'm lost with you, babe, can't keep
saying we're great, it's time we did some straight up talking. Grace has been singing as long as she can remember, and she began playing the piano as a child.
I lost my eyesight when I was four, and so I had to learn to read Braille and stuff like that. And it was the mobility teacher, so the person that sort of taught me how to use a long cane and stuff, they suggested that learning the piano could improve my sense of touch and my strength in my hands and my wrists and stuff.
Grace is blind and had to learn to read Braille. This is a system for reading for people without eyesight, where small bumps can be read by running your fingers across the page. Because Grace had to learn to use touch for reading Braille, a teacher suggested learning the piano might help.
I started playing it for those reasons, but then just as soon as I started, realised how much I absolutely loved it. And I can't get no answers from you.
No, you know it's true. No, music quickly became a huge part of Grace's life, and she began to love performing when she got a chance to sing on stage at a festival.
There was a group there called Rocky Oki, and they're basically a live band, karaoke band.
Rocky Oki is a play on the word karaoke, which is where just the music but not the voice of a popular song is played, so that you can sing along yourself. This version was with a live band, and Grace got picked to sing.
And I just remember sort of the second I opened my mouth, the tent of people just went absolutely crazy. By the end of the song, everyone was singing. There were people sort of running in from outside. And when I finished, the crowd started chanting, saying one more song.
When Grace performed, the crowd started chanting, repeating the same words, one more song. From that moment, Grace wanted to be a musician.
Yeah, it nearly makes me cry talking about it. It was just such an incredible feeling, and it was sort of, that was the first time I really knew deep down that I would never want to do anything other than music.
So Grace moved to Liverpool to study music at the university, and it has quickly become home.
It is the friendliest scariest, most off the wall, lovely, absolutely bananas place in the world. The people here are the loveliest people you will meet anywhere.
Grace describes Liverpool as off the wall or unusual and bananas, very silly. It's also been a great place for Grace to write and perform. Grace is going to perform her song Perplexed. Have a listen and visit our website to read the lyrics.
Walking around with my head in the clouds, got my feet on the ground, and no doubts about me. What we've been through, we can make it through anything, cause I love you. But you set your back and I can't quite believe it. See it lies in your eyes, hidden behind the green, and don't understand what's going on. Can't help feeling that something is wrong. I'm lost with you, babe. Can't keep saying we're great. It's time we did some straight up talking. I need some understanding. Don't know where we're standing, don't know where we're at, and I can't get no. I can't believe I had anxiety that I couldn't love you as much as you love me. But 3 months on didn't seem so long, and yeah, our positions have completely swapped. I worship the ground you walk on, you worship the ground behind me. Begging for you at your feet, begging just like the sign of me down on my knees. I'm lost with you, babe. Can't keep saying we're great. It's time we did some straight up talking. I need some understanding. Don't know where we're standing, don't know where we're at, and I can't get no answers from you. No, you know it's true. No, I adore you and you say it too. I'm in between the subtext. Got me perplexed.
The song is called Perplexed because Grace wanted to include this strange word in a song. Perplexed means confused because something is too difficult to understand. You might be perplexed by a math problem, for example. But in the song, Grace is perplexed by a relationship with somebody. In the song, Grace uses the phrase, worship the ground you walk on.
I worship the ground you walk on. You worship the ground.
It's a common expression in English. It means to love or admire someone a lot, so much so that the things they've touched, like the ground they've walked on, become special. In the song, Grace uses the phrase straight up talking.
I'm lost with you, babe. Can't keep saying we're great. It's time we did some straight up talking.
Straight in this context means honest or truthful. Straight up talking means an honest conversation. You can also be a straight talker, which is someone who tells the truth, even if it's difficult. One of the lyrics in the song is reading between the subtext.
I'm reading between the subtext. Got me perplexed.
Now, this is a playful take on a common English expression, reading between the lines. If you read between the lines, you try to understand meanings or emotions that are not literally in the words on a page or that someone has said. This hidden meaning can also be called a subtext. So if you were reading between the subtext, like Grace does in the song, you would be looking for an even more hidden meaning, maybe one that isn't even there. In the song, it's about being confused about a relationship and looking for answers. Listen to the rest of Grace's song and read along using the lyrics on our website. Are there any other phrases she uses about being confused or perplexed?
Keep talking about them while I'm right there and I can't help but know I'm not good enough for you. You keep saying I'm worrying about nothing, nothing at all. I guess at that when I'm with you, I guess I feel safe, now I feel small. I'm lost with you, babe, can't keep saying to be great. Lost with you, babe, can't keep nodding, smiling, yeah, we're okay. I'm lost with you, babe, can't keep saying we're great, it's time we did some. asking. I need some understanding. Don't know where we're standing, don't know where we're at, and I can't get no answers from you. No, you know it's true.
Thanks for listening to My Song, My Home. You can watch Grace's performance of her song Perplexed on our website. Visit bbclearningenglish.com. Next time, we'll visit Leeds in the north of England to meet another musician and hear another live performance. See you then.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually. And it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on. And take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.